It's a good day for the UN, with its chemical weapons inspectors getting honored with a Nobel Peace Prize. The UN has been recognized in other ways over the years. A Lego model of UN headquarters was recently unveiled. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon even snapped in the final piece on a large-scale version. We got the small kit here in the office, all 597 pieces. And the world's Nina Pourzoukhi is going to try to assemble it. But first, she has this story.
Since its completion in 1952, the flat, rectangular, modernist masterpiece on the East River, that is the United Nations headquarters, has been the site of much geopolitical intrigue, as well as the backdrop for films like North by Northwest. It even makes an appearance in Grand Theft Auto 4, the video game. But now, for the first time, you or I or anyone can put it together Lego brick by Lego brick. Why would Lego want to recreate the UN? For that, I turned to a Lego expert.
So how many Legos do you have, John?
I don't know, maybe 20,000?
John Batesdahl is the author of the book The Cult of Lego. And though the UN box set says it's for 12 and up, Lego's emphasis, says John, is on the up.
They create very large and sophisticated models for the benefit of these parents who grew up in the 70s with Lego of their own, and then they decided that, hey, I still like this. You know, they bought some for their kids, perhaps, and then they realized they still like it.
The Lego brick that you know was invented by a Danish carpenter and his son in the 1950s.
In Danish, playing well is called Legot.
Legot was abbreviated to Lego.
Build hotels, animals, people, boats, skyscrapers, and more. So kids, get your Lego set now at department and toy stores everywhere.
And Lego took on a life outside the box, you could say. There have been life-size Lego houses, Lego cars. There's even an unsanctioned Lego Breaking Bad model set, meth-making materials not included. And several years ago, the little bricks caught the fancy of Adam Reed Tucker.
I'm actually talking to you right now from my studio at my workbench where I'm building this. I can give you a hint. It's I'm recreating Cinderella's castle for a Disney traveling exhibit that starts at the Museum of Science and Industry next week.
Tucker is one of a dozen certified Lego artists. That means he gets paid to play with Lego bricks. Post 9/11, though, he found himself out of work as an architect and still extremely affected by the destruction of the Twin Towers.
At the time, it was reported that the Empire State Building and the Sears Tower and other tall skyscrapers were not being visited as much because of that fear. And I wanted to do my little part to ensure the people that I could come across, you know, hey, don't be afraid of going up in the observatories. Don't be afraid of being a tenant in these buildings.
So what would be a good way to assuage fears and memorialize the Twin Towers? Why not build them out of a kid's toy? Now, it had been years since Tucker had even held a Lego brick in his hand.
So I literally went to a local Toys R Us one afternoon, and I filled up, I think, like 8 shopping carts of Lego sets and needed to get reacquainted with the brick to see what colors and elements, all that sort of thing. Obviously much different than, you know, when I was growing up in the late 70s.
And he built an 8-foot replica of the Twin Towers out of 26,000 bricks. The model is still traveling around the country, and it caught the attention of Lego. They commissioned an entire line of architectural wonders from around the world.
The Brandenburg Gate in Germany, of course, and Burj Khalifa, the Sydney Opera House, most recently the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
And now the United Nations headquarters. People have become obsessed with collecting and building these models. Why?
Just looking at a pile of parts and realizing anything is possible with that. But the flip side of that is knowing that if you do something and you want to change it, you can on the fly.
Perhaps that kind of innovation and flexibility might be a good model for UN policy as well. For the world, I'm Nina Pourzoukhi.
This young girl.